Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The rough is extra thick this week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue. This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
U.S. Open Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Well, they were regrettable years.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is up?
Hello. Regrettable, a regrettable indeed.
Yep, regrettable years.
Yes.
All of these years.
Oh. There has been so many.
Some more than others.
Yeah, but I think
all regrettable.
Yes, all fall under the category of regrettable. It's just a sliding scale.
Every one of them.
Like a bell curve, if you will.
Regrettable. Yet here we are again. Yes. Again today with Hot Sports Talk. Now, the weather is nicer today.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Got the shorts back on and the short sleeves. Feeling good. I'm guessing you played some golf.
That I did, yeah. I got a little, nice little country club invite today.
Ooh,
feeling really fancy.
Look at you.
Feeling fancy.
Yeah, crashing the party a little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Whenever I get the invite out to the country club, there's an immediate I don't belong sort of vibe there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you make do with what you got.
I try to fit in, but, you know. Well, actually, I do pretty good.
Yeah.
Old. Gray hair.
Get a scotch going on there. Get your furry feet out.
Love to golf.
Yeah. Pull up in your fancy Audi. It all works.
Life's good, Jason.
Yes, life is good.
Life is good. Mike Lynch right over there. Mike Lynch, everybody.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. I did not play golf, but I did get to go for a run outside. It was beautiful.
Isn't it great? Doesn't it just make you feel better this weather now?
Yeah, you wake up and look out the window and the sun is shining.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey.
You just go out there and do things.
A little yard work, mowed the grass.
Yeah, pull
today.
Some weeds.
Oh, yeah. You got to get out there and pull the
Even
weeds.
Driving is better when the weather's nice because you can put on your shades. You
roll down the windows a little bit. Maybe get the sunroof open a little
traffic
bit.
Traffic bothers you less when it's nice out.
I think that's right.
I don't know. Traffic sucked today and it still bothered me. Although on 84, once again, saw a ladder. So
man, you're missing your opportunities.
There's a chair sitting on 26. Going out towards
like
Beaverton.
Like a nice chair?
Quality chair?
No, like an outdoor chair like that belongs with the table set.
Oh.
It's just sitting on in between the median wall and it's in the little shoulder there. I once had a thought. I was like, what if someone was just sitting there? Like the chair is just there and then someone's just sitting there reading a newspaper in the shoulder of the left lane of the highway.
That would not shock me. I want to say it was a week ago we saw a pretty nice looking couch. It was not beat up or anything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's a little odd. And then we saw the truck pulled over, you know, maybe a couple hundred yards up, and you could tell they were debating how to go back and get.
That's the hard part.
Said couch.
That's why they're always out there. These things are all out there. It's because they're just really hard to go corral.
Yeah.
You're not playing Frogger on 84.
No, it was quite busy. And when clearly they were in the truck and were kind of looking back and you were like, well, and they had other things. So. Clearly, the game of Tetris where they were trying to pack the couch was not packed well because it had gone out and was kind of blocking the fast lane a little bit. And they had pulled over. You could only pull over on the far right side. So they did have to get across three lanes
and then get a couch
and then bring the couch several hundred yards back up to where the truck had pulled off.
Mm.
I don't know whatever happened to that, but that was not going to be an easy task. And it was at a fairly busy part of the day.
One experience I had when I first moved out here, I was driving in Ohio on the way here. And somebody had a similar thing fall out of their moving car. It wasn't a full couch, but it was like a, it was like the end chair of something that attached to another part of the couch. And they just stopped in the left lane to block off where their the piece of furniture had come out. Ooh. And had run out into the left lane to get it. Yet in Ohio, the speed limit was very high, so all of us were going like 85 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, there's just a car stopped in the left lane with people in the left lane.
That's brutal.
Like, ah!
But that's probably the best way to get your goods back.
Yeah.
You know?
Although sometimes, man, you just got to cut your lock. And that's where, like, the ladder and, like, the chair comes in. You, like, a nice couch or a fridge or something, I get. But, man, if you lose a ladder or just a random outdoor chair, I'm sorry, that belongs to the freeway now.
Do you think if you went on a road trip?
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take you before you could furnish your entire home with roadway furniture?
Not nicely furnished, but up with a set.
No, it wouldn't be nice, of course. No. Well, so maybe you would get some nice. I mean, you never know, but
you see plenty of couches, plenty of mattresses.
You could get mattresses, you could get couches.
Yeah.
You could you're not going to get a TV.
Probably won't get a TV. You will get a couple shoes. They're going to be mismatched, but I don't understand why the one shoe.
Well, you might be able to find the two shoes tied over a wire somewhere.
Why is it always one shoe?
I don't know.
Where's the other shoe?
I often ask that question.
Why does one shoe always fall out of a car?
I don't know. Like, why do you have your foot like hanging out the window and like the wind takes it off? Or
is it? I feel like a lot of the times it's like children's shoes. So are they taking their shoes off and like throwing them out the window or something?
I bet that does happen.
Yeah. Well, kids are terrible. You ever had to ride in the back of a car with like a child that isn't yours? It's the seventh concentric circle of hell.
Squirmy.
And they're just
squirmy and germy.
Yeah, they're just sticky and
gross.
A couple years back, we went out to Nantucket, and I was catching a ride back into the city with my my lady friend's family. I was going back to see a Red Sox game, so they were all staying out, and I needed to get back in the city. I wanted to go see Fenway Park. And they were like, oh, we'll give you a ride. We're heading that direction. And they stuck me in the back seat with like a 2-year-old. Mm. It was the most disgusting like 2.5 hours of my life. He's just shoving goldfish crackers like down his gullet. And it's like that weird paste that forms because he's missing some and they're getting crunched up and it's in his neck folds. And he's always trying to reach out and touch you. And it's just...
Like if you really watch kids.
You just leaned as far to the one side as humanly possible. That kid could have done what he was capable of throwing out the window. Anything. Anything's possible with that child.
Yeah, I think if you really watch them all, it's universal.
Yeah.
You will be in awe of their disgust. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
When it's your kid, you know, it's you don't mind it because it's your kid and you have to love them.
I always minded it.
Nature, did you?
Yeah, it's like, get your gross hands off my walls. You know what? You kids, you are not allowed to touch the walls. Put your snot on everything else, but then the light catches the wall just right, and you see the kid had smeared his little
and it's right
grubby around, hand,
and it's all at the same height.
Yeah, God.
When my oldest is now 24, she was probably 4 or 5.
Don't have kids.
Yeah, we were at McDonald's, and my wife at the time never shared anything with the kids. She found the kids repulsive. She wouldn't share drinks, wouldn't share food. She was one of those people. Just thought very much a germaphobe.
Good for her.
And so I always felt bad because like the kids were like, oh, can I have a drink? So I would always share. And the one day that changed my view on that for everything, we're at McDonald's. And I was after like a little kid soccer game or something. She's like 4 or 5. And my daughter's like, oh, you know, can we go to McDonald's? I was like, sure. So we pull into McDonald's, get her a little Happy Meal. I wasn't hungry, but I got a twisty cone. I got my frozen treat and I was happy. And she goes, can I have a lick of your cone? I was like, sure, no big deal. Ugh. So I don't hand her the cone. I just kind of hold it out. And she licks the ice cream cone. No big deal. And as I pull it back, there are just chunks of chicken nugget. She had a mouthful of chicken nugget.
Yes.
And she licked the cone.
Gross.
I was like, well, that's your... And she was very smart, because guess whose cone that was now? Here you go. Yeah. That's...
She knew what she was doing.
I can deal with a lot, but I'm like, here, this is your cone now. I'm gonna go back up and get another one.
That was gross.
Yeah. And kids are always sticky and they always want to touch your face. Okay. I don't know why, but their gross little hands are always reaching for your face.
With their little snot fingers?
Yes.
Is it bad that I'm gonna ask you this because I do this.
Yeah.
And I feel somewhat bad that I do this, but I do. If I get in someone's car and it's a family car.
Oh, don't go looking in the back.
Well, usually I'm not, I mean, I don't drive other people's cars. So usually I'm in the back, right? Like if say you're like, you know, I don't know, going to a game or something, wine tasting or something, I don't know. And you get in their car. Is it bad that I totally judge them?
No.
That how bad their car, and then they have little kids and stuff.
It's the worst.
And I'm just like, this is so disgusting.
Yep.
And yet I feel like I shouldn't because.
No, you should.
Because I feel like that's like that was probably clean. They probably cleaned it up to that point just so that, you know.
The nice part is that
it wouldn't be so bad.
When you're the big guy, a lot of times you'll get the, hey, you take the front seat and like the missus will go in the back. And that's a godsend because the back seat of a family car, and God forbid if it's a third row. If it's a third row like Expedition or if it's a minivan, Rob, that is no man's land. You do not go to the way
back.
You
don't want to go in there.
You want nothing to do with that. It is... That is terrifying. That's like going into Mordor. That's the Eye of Sauron's back there. It's just bad things. There is such bad juju happening in the way, way back. Ugh.
My brother has two little girls.
Yeah.
7 and 5. And I am constantly amazed at how disgusting their vehicle is.
Yes.
And I'm always looking at them with slightly judgy eyes going, you know, can you not just kind of clean this up for your dear old brother who's coming to town to see you?
This guy's right here. It says, I detail cars. You should see how disgusting family vehicles are. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's what makes me think that it's just that's the way it's going to be. Like, the kids aren't going to take care of it, so.
But you as an adult.
You just let it go.
But that's the thing is, if you're an adult, you got to stay on top of it. The problem is that.
How do you do that?
Kids beat you down.
Right.
Because you clean it, and then, like, a week later, you look at it, and you're like, damn it. And then eventually, they break your will. But you have to stay on top of it. Otherwise, it just, you know, you lose it. And then you can tell where the parents have quit.
Yeah.
They have just given up and you're like, whatever, this car is trash.
I will judge you based on the cleanliness of your automobile.
Yeah.
Both outside and in.
Sure.
And I tell you, it was a bone of contention with my wife. Now, she's a lot better now. I think I've taught her the ways. I've led her along in life in terms of I keep my car tight.
Yeah.
Or generally speaking. Her car, when I first met her, it was like getting into a garbage can. I'm like, how can you drive and live like this? Who are you? Yeah. What am I dating? Why am I with you?
It's tough.
I questioned everything about the world. but I think we got her. She wrecked that car. And once she got a new one, she kind of started to come around a little bit.
Yeah, got it dialed in a little bit.
You know who had the worst car of all?
I know.
In terms of this?
I think I know where you're going because I was
thinking. Fan employee.
Yes, Jason Swigart.
No.
Really?
I've been in Swag's car and it's disgusting.
Yes.
And Swag had, at that time, he had a little kid.
Yeah.
Now his kid's in college.
His car is
You know who had a
fuel.
Worse car than that? Gavin Dawson.
Really?
Of 1080 The Fan fame. Yes. That dude had the most disgusting automobiles ever.
Ugh.
And he didn't even have little kids at the time. I think he does now, but.
It was just him.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, baby.
The one, and I never was in Gavin's car, but I remember the first time going somewhere with Swag, you couldn't put your feet down. It was like putting him into a swamp.
He's a hoarder.
Yeah, you don't know what's underneath there. And then my sister's got a little of this. The one that gets me is the fast food bags.
Yeah.
Where it's just your
Yeah, why can't you throw that away?
Yeah, what is that? And it just smells like it smells like an old McDonald's.
Right.
You're like, what are you doing?
Why do you not take that out? And so what happens is like, say we get back from a vacation.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So you pull in from the coast, right? I will go through the car right at that point.
Yeah, you do a once over.
I do a once over on all of it.
Absolutely.
I'm not detailing the car, but I'm not leaving any trash behind. I'm taking all my cups in or my mugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think my wife at first was like, let's go inside. We got to, you know, go to bed or something.
It takes 45 seconds.
Yeah, it takes 45 seconds. And now you don't have a crappy ass car.
Yes. I couldn't agree more that if you get in someone's car and it's trash, I do make a snap judgment.
Good. Well, we're judging you. Now, this guy says you have to pick your battles with the kids. At some point, you just don't care what goes on back there, so as long as they aren't making noise. Totally understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I will say, and this is why I thought I was being a little unfair, and I still may be, if I get in back there, I'm judging you.
See,
I'm like, this needs to be cleaner.
And I'm here to tell you that I've raised three kids, and that car may not have been spotless, but I'd be damned.
Good for you.
If the back of the car.
Good for you.
I don't know about you. I don't want to try. I do not understand the trashing of the car. I don't
makes
get
no
it.
Sense.
Outside of your house, it's the second most expensive thing that most people buy, and it's a depreciating value as it is. Why do you want? I will not understand that. Well, it's just, let's just trash it. I do not get it.
Yeah.
Same thing. People like
it's called respect.
Yeah, my lady friend's got a she got a Subaru. She got a Subaru Outback. Which
what?
I hate the
this
thing.
This is controversial.
Oh, it drives me crazy. But it's just like in the past, you can there's like dog marks everywhere. Like dogs have chewed things, and I just getting in it. I hate it. It kills me to my core every time we have to ride in that thing. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I keep my car very clean.
Nothing works.
My girlfriend has two kids, so that's part of the problem. But whenever I've gotten in her car, it's like, where do I put my feet?
Yeah. What's How do I avoid old French fries and snot?
Okay, well, and this is the mentality. So she does not have kids.
And maybe crayons.
But early on in the courtship of the special lady friend, she was dog sitting Blanche, Blanche the Labradoodle.
Okay.
And so we meet up at some brew pub or something, and we're in there eating, and Blanche stays in the Subaru, right? And so then we're going, she's like, well, why don't you just come back with me and we'll just leave your car here? I said, sure. So go to open up the car door. And I'm like, hey, what's on the seat? And I reach down. Yeah, what was on the seat was Blanche's stomach. Mm. She had vomited on the seat. Mm. And so then I had to go boil my hands. I was like, this is beyond disgusting. So I get in my car and we go back to, she was house sitting. So we go back to Blanche's home. And they pull into the garage or whatever. And I was like, all right, let's go clean this up. And she looks at me and I swear to God, she goes, well, we'll just clean it up tomorrow. And I went, what?
Wow.
Cloth seats, by the way.
We'll just leave it. Cloth.
Cloth seats.
God.
We'll leave it.
Leave it overnight.
Divorce
like,
her.
I'm like, no, we're not.
You're not even married and divorce her.
Like, we're not leaving this. I'm like, let's go upstairs right now and find some cleaning products. That right there is when I realized that I was dealing with a different kind of car person.
Yep.
Leave it. Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
Instant judgment.
Here's a text that says, I got great advice a few years ago. If you look at something that needs to be done and it takes less than 2 minutes, just do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love that piece of advice.
Now, if it takes more than that, that's a problem for future Sucanic. I'll deal with that later.
I feel like you can increase that to like 7 to 8 minutes and it's still going to be like, yeah just do it.
Either that or who in their right mind just seals in all that flavor and juice overnight in a garage and is like, I'll deal with that in the morning.
Please don't call it flavor and juice.
Welcome to Flavortown, Blanche.
So you eat your McDonald's and you crumple up the bag and you toss it over your shoulder into the back and you just leave
you
it.
Just see,
like who are you?
Like half of a Big Mac. You're my sister. She does that.
Communist.
Yeah.
Well, we here at this show, we have standards, okay? So clean your cars, okay,
kinda
guys?
Sort of, at least in some things.
Let's go. Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Guess where we start?
The NBA on fire or
a lot of news today.
Arizona State?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Arizona State? What'd they do?
They're in some trouble.
No, they're not.
Well, allegedly, they might be
recruiting violations.
They might be in some trouble.
So what?
This one, they might be in some trouble.
Yeah, ASU in the news today. We will start, though, with the NBA playoffs. 319. Thanks for being with us on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, just reading something. I know there's a first time for everything.
I had that go for you.
It went well. I was just reading something, and remember when we were making fun of who was it? Was it Garrett Cole, the customs and practices guy?
Yes. Passed down, customs and practices.
Hey, customs and practices is back.
Really?
Yeah, somebody else used it. And I will...
Oh, I just read the same thing.
Did you? Yeah. It's great.
I do love customs and practices.
We'll be reading that coming up. But first, our poll question, 1080thefan.com, as always, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. What do you think of this year's NBA playoffs?
Is anyone left?
Massively intrigued. Sucks, too many injuries. Or meh. Those are your three options.
Can I say it sucks that everyone's hurt, but I'm still intrigued?
You always do this. Pick one. It's a poll question. You have to pick one.
I don't think you've ever picked one of
you
the answers
always
given
hedge.
To you.
Pick it's one, not a damn hedge. It.
I've been
have
interested.
Some balls.
I've been interested.
Okay, massively intrigued.
I think the playoffs have been pretty good.
That's why it's a good question, because they are pretty intriguing.
They are.
But everybody is hurt.
Yes. You think about it, right? So the favorites going in, Lakers are eliminated because they lost arguably their best player, second best player, Anthony
Do you think
Davis.
They would have beat... Now, see how high we are on the Suns now?
Yeah.
Lakers fully healthy beat the Suns, right?
Well, when they did have everyone, they bludgeoned them in that game.
Weren't they up 2-1?
Were they up 2-1?
I think they were up 2-1.
Or was it 1-1? I don't know. But, you know, when LeBron is healthy and Anthony Davis are healthy, dude, the Lakers won last year and they were the odds-on favorite this year, probably minus Brooklyn.
So why all this love for Phoenix if basically they got lucky to beat the Lakers because hurt?
I mean, they beat the living hell out of the Lakers, but LeBron was beat up and there was no Anthony Davis.
Exactly.
But you look at that. Embiid's playing hurt.
Blazers could have done that.
Denver was without their second-best player. Utah doesn't have Mike Conley. The Clippers now without Kawhi. Brooklyn is a shell.
Wait. Time out. Kawhi's out?
Kawhi's out.
Yeah, Kawhi's going to miss game 5.
Well, it sounds like he's going to miss the whole thing.
Damn it.
They think he's got an ACL tear.
Oh, for F's sake.
Well, they didn't say tear. ACL injury.
Well, guess what?
I saw ACL sprain.
Well, you realize that a sprain is a tear.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Well, when you say it that way, yes.
Okay.
But so, ACL tear sounds way more terrible than ACL sprain, which is a slight tear.
Yeah. So there's grades, you know, 1, 2. So
can he play in a wheelchair?
Look, I think he's in a lot of trouble. He certainly isn't going to play. And it sure seems like there is a lot of momentum behind the idea that he's probably out for the whole playoffs. James Harden is back, but.
Would Kawhi be back for next season if he has total ACL surgery?
He has total ACL surgery, I suppose. I mean, people are recovering from that thing way, way
really
faster.
Really quick.
Yeah.
6 months?
Yeah, 6 to 7, you know, months-ish, depending on the guy. But yeah, he could be back. I don't know if he'd be back at the start.
I was
going to
say,
season.
He wouldn't be back till Christmas.
Yeah, he wouldn't be back at the start, but he would be back at some point.
Still, though, that's
people are just dropping like flies. God. So,
Chris Paul's in the protocol now?
Yeah, and we don't know for certain, but everyone seems to, again, be speculating and that he has tested positive, even though we're still speculating that he's been vaccinated, but that he's positive, and if he is vaccinated and he's positive, his quarantine could be less than if
right.
he wasn't.
Or it could be that he just came in contact with somebody who's positive, right?
Yeah, but...
So we don't know.
We don't know. All this stuff right now is just kind of... It's floating around out there, so...
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, and Embiid's playing on a torn meniscus, and he's been great. But he could go down at any moment.
Yeah.
And by the way, James Harden last night played like 40 minutes, but...
He's not. What do you have, 5 points?
Something like that. It was right towards the end. I'll have to look at the box score to see how they actually finished up. But Harris and Harden, I think at one point with like 3 minutes to play, they were like 3 of 26. And Harden had played most of the game.
I don't think Harden hit a shot for like three quarters.
Well, he couldn't move.
He was 0 for 10 from the floor.
You know, jeez. Look.
Why was he even playing?
I guess it was just one of those, if we're going out, I'm going out on my shield. And I give him a lot of credit for trying to gut it out, but.
Apparently he's playing again tomorrow, too.
Yeah, he was the definition of a non-factor in that thing. And why they stopped going directly at him, I don't know, but.
Well.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he was 1 for 10, and Harris was 2 of 11, and they still won.
Well, Green hit everything. It seemed
yes.
like Green was, and Durant was was a monster.
He was, you know, the best player in the world.
Well, you know, it just kind of goes to show you how quickly things can pivot. You know, the Lakers were up. I think they were up 2-1.
Yeah.
And Paul had the shoulder, and then Paul comes back. Mm-hmm. And then LeBron and AD go down, and before you know it, everybody thinks Phoenix is now going to, I mean, they're the best team out there.
Like, yeah.
You know, because they look good against Denver, who
was
we thought was good, but they're without everybody, so they're not that good, and that makes the Blazers look worse. And then Kawhi gets hurt because the Clippers come back, and now Donovan Mitchell's healthy, and Kawhi's out, and am I missing anyone? And Harden is back, but Irving is out, but mm-hmm. Durant's back, and Harden is back, but he's not any good.
Yep.
And Giannis is still healthy, and he still can't win. And then Embiid's hurt, but he goes 0 for 12 in the second half, but he's hurt. But they're winning.
Yes.
But they're now losing because Trae Young hasn't been hurt. Trae Young wins. Basically, Atlanta's going to win it all because Trae Young hasn't gotten hurt. Did I get all that right?
I think you got it all right.
God, what a mess.
It is.
I'm with you, though. It is kind of still pretty fun to watch.
Yes. You know, I've been intrigued by it.
I mean, Durant, come on.
That was...
How great was that?
And I get that Durant is an unlikable figure, and, you know, that's disappointing because early when he was in Oklahoma City, he was such a likable guy.
We knew a guy by the name of Brian Ficini.
Yeah.
And Brian Ficini... Well, you knew Brian Ficini.
Yes.
And Brian used to work for the Blazers, but then he left, and he went to go work for Oklahoma City, and they had Kevin Durant, and we would text back and forth with Brian, or maybe we see Brian when he comes to town or something.
Yeah.
And he would just sing the praises of Kevin Durant.
Yes.
He'd be like, you guys, you have no idea how nice this guy is, how cool he is, how easy he is to work with.
There were so many great stories about him showing up at co-ed, like kickball games. And he was like the nicest guy in the world. And his MVP story that the speech he gave with his mom. And then he went to Golden State and
Well, he's all sensey now.
Yeah. Well, it's like, in wrestling, like when Hogan turned heel. It's like what it was. Like we just decided. Like Vince McMahon got together with Kevin Durant and was like, "Hey, by the way, you're gonna be an ass now." And there was that weird piece, and I don't remember if it was in the Athletic or Players Tribune or where it was, but remember there was that article where Kevin Durant said that he was tired of being overlooked, and he was tired of being the nice guy, and he was tired of you know all that, and that he was gonna kind of what was the like the Anthony Simons had this. He was gonna embrace his inner a-hole or whatever. It was like Kevin Durant did that, and now he's just an unlikable, you know, doucher, but he's the best player in the NBA. He's probably been the best player in the NBA for a couple years. And by the way, he's doing this off of a torn Achilles, which no one comes back and is the same player. And he has come back and is as good, if not better, than he's ever been. And
well, and they needed it. The biggest moment.
Yes.
And he got 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks.
Yep.
Come on, man.
It's ridiculous. And I thought going in that this was the worst of the big three to be hurt because he's not a guy that can really set the table for other people, right? He really can just be his own guy, and he's unstoppable. But normally when that happens, they can take you out of the game and force someone else to beat you. And with the exception of Jeff Green, no one else did anything, and it didn't matter. He was just that
He's awesome.
Good.
Well, the playoffs are made for stars, man.
Yeah.
Somebody texted us on the fan text line and said, hey, the NBA playoffs are just better without LeBron. And I think that's true. I've always said that the NBA is such a better league if you eliminated the top 5 to 10 stars from the league
yeah.
because they just mean so much.
Yeah.
They would have so much parity if you took the top 10 players and they didn't play. Of course, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, LeBron's out, and the intrigue of the playoffs actually becomes when the stars go down. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we know the pecking order, right?
Yeah.
So the most interesting thing that has happened is that because Brooklyn was the runaway favorite, if healthy, they lost two of their big three. And now look, it's really intriguing because of that.
Yeah.
Again, take the stars out and it actually becomes quite a balanced league. So, I mean,
I think outside of,
I still think Brooklyn's going to win it, but they need to get those guys healthy.
Yeah.
It's just more interesting when it's just one star, like Kevin Durant versus Giannis, right? Embiid versus Young. Suns. Yeah, I mean, who's their star?
Well, it's probably Devin. Probably Booker. Devin Booker. Take your pick.
Probably Booker.
Probably Booker, but.
And then Kawhi against, you know, Donovan. I don't know. I just think that, I think it's intriguing. It's really annoying because of all the injuries, but unfortunately, I think the reason it's so intriguing is because of all the injuries.
Yeah.
Because the more stars you take out, the more parity there is.
I'm trying to think. Outside of what? Atlanta and Milwaukee don't have a significant injury. Everyone else does. Everyone else has a major injury.
Milwaukee needs to be kicking themselves.
Because even if you took out all the top players, but you left Giannis in, I'm convinced Milwaukee would find a way to lose.
And Chuck was right last night.
Yeah.
That fadeaway, he had a hobbled James Harden guarding him. Giannis did.
Yep.
With what, a minute left or whatever?
Yeah, it's a minute and some change. It was one of the last handful of possessions.
They ISO him on that side of the court. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo, can do whatever he wants.
And had been doing whatever he wants getting to the rim.
And he takes two dribbles, fade away LaMarcus Aldridge BS.
Yep.
What are you doing?
The only thing I could think of at that moment is there were a couple times when Harden ended up on him where Harden just sent him to the line, and that maybe Giannis was thinking, if I blow right by him, all that's going to happen is he's going to tie me up and I'm going to go to the line. And that's the only thing I can think of. It's the most baffling thing. Their offense in the second half, and especially down the stretch, what in the hell
and
was
they didn't
Milwaukee
have,
doing?
Somebody said that, so Giannis is a defensive player of the year.
Yes.
Not this year, but has been.
Uh-huh.
And he never guarded Kevin Durant.
Now, we can talk about this because I do think that there is some blame, but this is one of those misleading things. I think this isn't as bad as... I think there's a way to kind of defend what Milwaukee was doing.
Vote on our AAA heating and cooling poll question. It's at 1080thefan.com. You vote hard. We'll wrap up this conversation coming up. And then customs and practices and Arizona State may be in trouble. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're talking about the NBA playoffs. Playoffs! Nets win. My Nets. Wasn't pretty, but they had a big fourth quarter and they won.
Yeah, it looked like in the first half they were going to get blown out.
Yeah.
You know, Durant kept them hanging around, and God bless Jeff Green, because no one else.
Yeah, he had some huge shots.
I think in the first half, Brooklyn was shooting like 28% from the field, something like that. Like, they couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat.
Well, when you've got Kevin Durant, you know, he's that good. Just give him the damn ball.
Yep.
16 of 23, got to the free throw line 16 times, knocked down four threes.
That last three that he had.
Oh, man.
You know, I don't know what James Harden was doing. He just was...
Right.
He was standing there and then
dribbling out the clock.
Yeah, and there were like 4 seconds left. He had this weird, awkward like pass to Kevin Durant, and you're like, what a terrible possession. Because it was like, I think it was the possession or two before that where Harden had the turnover because he jumped and then he just had his own little happy jump party over there and got called for a travel. And Durant hit it, and that was kind of the game, you know? And then there was nothing that Kevin Durant that was about as perfect a game as you could play. It was kind of like the one Lillard had, except, well, Brooklyn won as opposed to, you know, Portland that wasted that effort with Damian Lillard.
Well, Lillard hit like every buzzer beater.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough.
Regulation.
Yep. I still can't.
Overtime.
I remember watching that Lillard game. And
second overtime.
There were three times where I was like, how are they not fouling him? Like, you're up by three.
Yeah.
What are you? Can someone, and I get, I am not a basketball savant, but would someone please explain to me the logic behind 10 seconds left in the game, up by three, and Damian Lillard has the ball in his hands. You know, you can send him to the free throw line where he can't make three.
I think the only thing is maybe the coaches say, hey, guard. If you guard for just 10 seconds, it's over. Whereas the free throws, you're extending the game.
Have you not?
Anything can happen.
Have you not seen Damian Lillard? I just, that was
I know,
absolutely puzzled. I'm puzzled by that, but
I'm with you.
You know,
well, they still won. So isn't it interesting too about Durant that the idea of him almost being a Blazer doesn't really stick?
It could have been, although he probably wouldn't still be here, but you know.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, of all the things that have happened to the Blazers, you know, the Odin injury, the big man injuries, the Jermaine O'Neal trade, you know, all this stuff.
Leaving.
Yeah, all that stuff. Nobody ever really talks about, like, it's never really stuck in fans' craw that Kevin Durant's the one that got away, even though they could have taken him.
Yeah.
You know?
Kevin Durant,
Kevin
Durant will go down as one of the
you know, he's unbelievable.
10 best players to ever play the game.
And he's really unguardable.
Yeah.
Leading us to why Giannis wasn't guarding him. I don't know why Giannis wasn't guarding him.
Well,
but
okay. Couple things.
Giannis
here.
Should guard him. He's got length.
Couple things. One, earlier in the series when Giannis is trying to guard him, Durant was murdering him. So
Durant murders everyone.
But this is what people are, this is, you know, what the
people who are people,
people, smart basketball, people.
What
basketball analysts were all pointing out a couple things. One, Giannis is not necessarily a great one-on-one defender, right? He is a great help defender and his length is amazing. But earlier, and you can see it, there's plenty
kind of like Robert Covington.
Yes, there are plenty of clips from early on where Durant was just breaking his ankles. And so the idea of Giannis going out there and playing him, they have explored that. And the idea is that if you play Giannis out there on KD, it's not as if he is going to buckle up Kevin Durant. And by doing that, you're taking away what he does best, maybe better than anyone in the NBA, maybe not named Rudy Gobert, and that's be a great help defender. So there's one side of that. The second is if you did put Giannis out there, and again, they did this early on in the series, Brooklyn just goes through a series of switches, and Giannis isn't one of these little kind of skinny guys that can fight his way through those things. And you're still going to end up just getting the switches until you get the matchup you want, which goes back to the, is it better just to have Giannis playing kind of his normal roamer where he can help on KD as opposed to going to standing out at the 3-point line, waiting to get switched off on, and then still end up with a one-on-one matchup that you don't like with Kevin Durant. Now, I do get the idea that they never tried it, but you know, it's not as simple as, oh, why isn't Giannis out there playing on Kevin Durant?
Well, he is a defensive player of the year.
Yes, he is.
And he does have length, which you need to guard Durant. But Durant's going to torch everyone. It's just you need him to torch you a little less than 49 and 17. Is it possible Steve Nash is a great coach? Is that possible?
Wow.
Are we ready to give him any credit, or are we still just going to ignore him?
Well,
nope.
Yeah, what was the game plan there with Steve other than give the ball to Kevin Durant and get the F out of my way?
Well, like you just said, I mean, a series of switches to, you know, to get...
free him up and get him better matchups. Like, you know, the entire league kind of plays pick and roll. I mean,
right. You don't need a coach. I could be out there doing that.
Yeah, like in Phoenix, right? Like, Phoenix runs right now the pick and roll as good as anyone not named Brooklyn when they're healthy, and... You know, is it really that hard?
This is why NBA coaches are so. It doesn't really matter who the coach is.
I think it does, but
it really doesn't.
I think that it is the most like with the idea of Spoelstra coming here. You were right in that if you put Spoelstra in Portland this year,
they're
the same team. Maybe it makes a difference a game here or there in the postseason, but it's not as if Spoelstra is going to go in and take over a mediocre roster and lead them to anything great. And the
we've seen Spoelstra without LeBron James.
Yes, and we've seen what it is.
It's, and he made the finals, with, but he has Jimmy Butler, and he ended up getting Bam.
Yep.
But before Butler and Bam, he had Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade still there, and they were not that great.
No. So I think there's something you can get guys to buy in and play defense, but you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, when you've got a lot of talent, I'm not certain how, you know, I'm not certain how the Steve Nash system is really making everything go when it's normally, you'd give the ball to James Harden, let him create, and then you've got two dynamic scorers. And in this case, it was more of, oh, James, I don't know what you're doing out there, but just give the ball to Kevin Durant and shut up.
It's not really that he's making everything go, but at the same time, I think it's funny that he gets no love.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't deserve any love. I don't know.
There was that great photo after the game of Steve Nash just hugging Kevin Durant. And there was a lot of those just, you know, kind of,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, thank you for making me a great coach. And, you know, it's.
Well, Steve Kerr, don't you think Steve Kerr's a great coach?
Sure seems that way. I mean, I think there's an element to Steve Kerr that, again, you've seen it when they're, it's the best way to put it. So much of being a great coach is managing expectations, managing egos, putting your guys in roles to succeed. But we do know that there is a limit to what even a great coach can do with a mediocre roster, right? And you've seen that. We all agree Steve Kerr is a really good coach. He's a really smart guy. But, you know, when Draymond kind of gets old and
we've seen him.
Klay Thompson gets hurt and Kevin Durant leaves.
We've seen him without those three.
It's not that impressive.
Spoelstra.
Yeah.
You know, without LeBron. Well, although Warriors were way worse, but they were without Klay and Steph and lost Durant.
Yeah.
And then I think Green went down. I think Green was their only one for a while. And then he went down. Curry came back. You know, five Phil Jacksons could be out there.
It's not going to make a difference.
It won't make a damn thing. It won't make a damn bit of difference.
No.
So maybe, but at the same time, I do think, you know, coaches, you know, you're in the playoffs here, big playoff games. I mean, they got to have some, you got to give them some credit.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you fire them all the time. Can you not give them credit when actually things go well for them?
I think it's easier to place blame than it is give credit. See Milwaukee,
right? Like, but I think we just need to be fair.
But can we also be fair that when Milwaukee has that second half performance, some of that has to fall upon Budenholzer's shoulders.
Well, sure, but also give him credit then. If they pull out this series, let's give him a little bit of credit. Nobody will, but but you should. It's not his fault either that freaking Giannis fumbles the ball.
No.
What was it? Was it tied or they? I think it was tied.
Was it tied or were they?
They tied it up.
No, they were down by two.
I think
were they down two?
They were down by
a bucket.
Or down by three even, something like
that. It was a huge play in the game.
He fumbled it away.
And they get him where he wanted to be and pass him the ball and he freaking fumbles.
Fumbled it away.
How's that Budenholzer's fault? But he's going to get fired.
Exactly. But yeah, again, someone has to take the blame. But boy, they were their offense was putrid in the second half. And why you wouldn't just keep picking on Harden over and over and over and over again is beyond me.
Okay, guys. Well, there's hot NBA talk. Chris Paul.
Okay.
COVID. Kawhi Leonard ACL.
Mm-hmm. Mike Conley's still not playing.
Conley's not playing. Embiid's hurt but playing. He's playing tonight.
Harden playing but.
Terrible.
Doing nothing.
Irving out.
Out.
I mean.
I think that's.
Is that it?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's. Yeah, because Denver's Phoenix. Already been eliminated. Yeah, I think we got everyone.
Mm.
Yeah, that's.
Watch Durant blow out his Achilles again.
Don't say that.
Probably shouldn't, but I just did.
Yeah, no one would be shocked. Maybe LeBron was right with the whole, you know, this season is ridiculous.
Is that what he's saying now?
Well, he's been saying it all along. The break and this, there was no. He's been pretty critical of it.
Well, they did reduce it by 10 games, so.
Yeah. Well, next year, you're right. You got, a 3-month break after this?
Well,
and it's
right.
Go time again.
It does feel like there's been a lot of injuries in the NBA and in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Maybe more so than normal. I don't know if the numbers bear that out, but it does seem like that COVID stuff messed with those two leagues.
Although the MLB ended around the same time that they normally do. They just went from a shortened season to a full season again.
Yeah. Right. So why are we blaming COVID then for a lot of the injuries in Major League Baseball?
We're blaming the lack of spider tack, according to Yeah. Like last now.
Oh,
that had that.
I have customs and practices news.
Ooh, I do like customs and practices.
It's back. 354 on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, customs and practices, baby. Garrett Cole. And now, what's the guy's name? Scott Boras. The agent.
The agent. The
power, super agent.
The power agent.
He is a powerful man in baseball. He released a statement about pitching goop.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Bauer had a pretty good one. Did you see his?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about this yesterday.
A lot of nuances to this.
Baseball has really screwed this up. And they would be better off to just address all this in the offseason with all the players out of the media.
Come up with better customs and practices that they can be passed down.
Newer customs and practices.
Yes, new and improved.
So here is what Scott Boras said. Of course, if you don't know, baseball has a real problem. Or they've always had a problem, but they're somehow just now outraged about all of the pitching substances that pitchers use to get better grip on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always done this, but now they've got all these substances that they feel like are like new and improved and really, really helping because hitting is down.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos that you can see out there, like demonstrations, but the one that's getting all the hype is the spider tack, and it is, some of the videos out there are pretty crazy with just how
well, Bauer had
sticky
one,
this is.
Trevor Bauer's one in the dugout yesterday was he put it on his hand, the stickum or whatever. I don't know if it was spider tack, whatever he was using.
Bauer, that was rosin and
pine tar.
And no, it was just sunscreen. He said it was just rosin and sunscreen, I think, or rosin and sweat.
And the ball was sticking to his hand. He would put his hand up, palm down, and the ball just stayed there.
Yeah.
So as a former, this is Scott Boras saying this, a Major League Baseball power broker agent. As former Major League pitcher Brandon McCarthy suggested, MLB knew, as did all GMs, including Michael Hill, that clubs for years have taught pitchers to use a variety of gripping agents. This was the custom and practice of all MLB teams, and the commissioner's office was fully aware their technical rule was ignored by them and all MLB teams. Certainly the latest iterations of gripping substances and advances in performance measuring technology illustrate we have gone from the grip freeway to the performance enhancing autobahn. Everyone agrees limiting legislation is required, and the commissioner's office should have acted years before. There can be a certified gripping agent akin to the distinction between corticosteroids and anabolic steroids.
Okay.
When one is considered an aid and the other is defined as performance enhancing, yet both are steroidal in form. Boy, he's a real wordsmith.
Well, he is a power agent. That's what he does.
However,
bifurcate.
To completely abolish gripping agents other than rosin creates a major issue, as all MLB pitchers were taught by their respective MLB teams to control of the baseball with the use of gripping substances. To suggest pine tar can be used on bats by the very same players that play defense is truly an umpire's conundrum. The pitcher hits using pine tar and is suspended for applying the substance to the baseball, or the position player with pine tar on his throwing hand from the prior at bat transfers it the ball, and then both he and the pitcher are deprived of 10 days of performance for legal use of a permissible substance.
Yeah, and this kind of goes down the road that, that Trevor Bauer was saying it too. He said, I think what was his analogy was, you're asking someone that's never driven and with no radar equipment or anything to then go out and try to write speeding tickets, right? Like you're a traffic cop that's never driven before and you have no equipment. How are you, and you haven't been trained. It's, how are you supposed to know what's okay sticky, what's not okay sticky, and there's no appeals process? And that was his thing. The Bauer one was, he just had sweat and rosin, but he said that you could make it to where, you know, the ball would stick to your hand, not as well as the other stuff. But he goes, that's perfectly legal. But he said, if you saw that, you would think it's illegal. And so that's kind of his thing, is that there's a lot of nuances to this, and you're asking umpires, and it's really probably unfair to the umpires as well, to ask them all of a sudden to be judge, jury, and executioner on this.
Well, I just wanted to read that to you because,
Customs
and practices.
Customs and practices. Well, no one seems to be happy about this. And this is kind of one of those.
Happy about what? The change?
Well, just the way it's been handled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They've handled it poorly.
Yes.
It's not that big of a deal. You could have figured it out, but they've handled it poorly, and now it's a big thing.
Yes.
God.
It's almost as if the solution has been worse than the problem.
Exactly.
But, you know, if in the second half of the season, if all of a sudden, you know, offensive numbers go up, isn't that a, I don't know, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, I think that's kind of what baseball wants.
Yeah,
or right? Baseball wants the eye off of the fact that they changed the ball,
sure.
And that's hurting offense.
Yeah, yeah, just, I've said it all along. Let's just go back to do whatever you want, right? As much spider tack as you want, but give me the old ball and guys can either juice up or cork their bat. Because isn't that kind of the same thing? Like, you can't have a certain amount of pine tar on your bat and you can't use a cork bat, right? It's an advantage. Why can't you cork a bat if they can use sticky substance to get a grip? Because you're saying, well, we need that in order to better, you know, control the ball, and it makes us more effective. Couldn't I make the argument as a hitter that a cork bat that makes it lighter and helps me hit? I mean, I kind of find that the two are somewhat similar to each other, but one is viewed as, oh my God, you know, you can't do that. You're out of, you know, we take that very seriously when your bat splits and you got cork in it, Sammy Sosa, you're cooked. But only one do we now decide to kind of care about.
Hey, do you remember football is football?
I do remember football is football.
Yeah.
And we found out that football is indeed football, according to Chip Kelly.
Yeah, no, we know football is football.
Yeah.
And Herm was right when you were bashing Herm, and Herm came on and was like, football is football. Because you thought Herm Edwards was a bad hire at Arizona State.
I did. I did, but not he think said it was going to go great.
Football is football. Mm-hmm. And I'd play the drops, but my computer isn't working, shockingly. I'd also play an Odyssey station drop, and yet that is not working. So
nope. Football's football.
Football's football.
Football right. Is football.
Football is football.
Football's football.
Football is football.
Football's football.
No, football's football.
Hey, is football football?
It's, there it is. It's definitive.
Football. An Odyssey station.
So, Herm has done a pretty good job at Arizona State.
I've done okay. This is the other one, too, is that...
Pretty good.
Ow. Okay.
Come on.
Look,
he's been, done better than you thought.
He has been better than I thought. Okay. But this is the prime example. When the bar is set so low because you think this is going to be an unmitigated disaster...
17-13.
Yeah, he went 7-6, 8-5, and 2-2.
Yeah, pretty good.
And had the worst COVID outbreak and is about to take his program into major sanctions.
Hey, that's not true.
Is that really? Like, finished second, third, and fourth.
Hold on.
In his division.
Arizona State may be in some trouble. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.